Welcome to A Cup of English. Today is the 17th of September, 2009, and the title of this podcast is A Beautiful Advertisement. My name is Anna. I'm English. I live in the northwest of the United States. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I hope to bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. And today in the grammar notes, we will be covering the present continuous and past continuous of the verb to be, plus adjectives. A beautiful advertisement. Beginners. If you drive around this town, you will see lots of new buildings, and some that are almost finished. The town is growing. There is heavy machinery of all kinds in many places. Cranes, backhoes, dump trucks, and bulldozers. As you walk or drive past these busy places, you can hear all the noises of the machines, the workmen, and the automatic tools. It is interesting to see how quickly a neighborhood can be changed by a building. Now, also, there is a rule in Wenatchee that when a building is built, there must also be landscaping around it. That means that the owners must plant trees, grass, and bushes. It all beautifies the area and makes the new buildings look even better. It helps to sell the new buildings and it attracts people to new stores. When attractive landscaping is put in, the whole area benefits. Did you know that trees and other greenery reduce crime? The beautiful natural surroundings help us calm down and forget our problems. A tree here, some flowers there, a group of bushes, all add quality to our lives. That is why it is great to see Wenatchee getting more landscaping. Just a couple of streets away from where I live, there is a new spot of landscaping that catches everybody's attention. It is a beautiful advertisement for a new development. Grammar notes. Useful vocabulary. Heavy machinery. My son loves heavy machinery. He watches the backhoe dig and dig. Crane. Gosh, I didn't know that cranes could be so tall. Greenery. This garden looks like a desert. It needs more greenery. To beautify. The new fountain really beautifies the center of town. Advanced. Boulder Falls is the name of a very large waterfall that is on the corner of a street where new houses are being built. It is quite an eye-catcher. There was nothing there a month ago, apart from some weeds and dry ground. Now, with the help of builders, landscapers, and some heavy machinery, the patch of ground has become transformed. First, the ground was prepared, weeded, smoothed, and pipes were laid. Then plastic was put on top. A natural-looking wall of large boulders was put in, piece by piece, with a stair-step arrangement in the middle. Next, rich topsoil was spread all around the rocks, and the landscapers planted many trees and bushes. Finally, the water was turned on. Everyone who drives past that corner must have been wondering when it would be finished. And now, with the autumn colours just around the corner, we will be able to enjoy the waterfall until the snow comes. "It's smart," said my husband, as we drove past one day. "It'll help to sell the new houses." I hadn't thought about that until he mentioned it. It's true. What a clever way to advertise new homes. Put in a beautiful piece of landscaping that is right next to them. With the credit crisis still looming large in the area, new homes need all the help they can get. The landscaping company also has its name on a sign right next to the waterfall. So it is double advertising. Grammar notes. Vocabulary. An eye catcher. The new billboard in town is an eye catcher. It is huge and brightly colored. To weed. The garden had been ignored for months. We had to weed for hours. To landscape. Landscapers. The landscapers are quite talented. They landscape most of the businesses in town. Just around the corner. Her birthday is just around the corner. She will celebrate it in 3 days. To loom large. The medical exam was looming large in her mind. It was all she thought about. Practice of the present continuous and past continuous of the verb to be plus adjectives. A new statue was being erected in town, so we went to see it. The village is being bombed, so the people have to escape now. 3,000 hamburgers are being fried today for the big giveaway. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this useful. Thankfully, I've got my laptop back, so the recordings aren't so scratchy. I hope that didn't disturb you too much. Please feel free to write to me, send me an email at acupofenglish@live.com, and also check out the photos, texts, and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. I look forward to podcasting to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.